Lily's latest brings to mind so many thoughts. Listen to the poem, then I'll share them with you. Look up and be proud. Grandpa once told me, look up and be proud, distinguishable from the rest of the crowd. But each time I did, wouldn't you know, I'd stumble or trip over something below. A rake or a pail or a root of a tree, a crusty old dog I didn't see. There's always some obstacle down on the ground. That is the reason I've always looked down. My posture, I know, has taken a hit. Best thing for me, find somewhere to sit, where I'm out of range of things I could trip on. What shiny flaws a fella could slip on. It's dangerous, man, this world underfoot, whether you're in a sandal or hip waiter butt. But sitting right here, I'm one happy guy. In this back a lounger, I hold my head high. Now, first off, poor Charlie, he misses so much looking down all the time. We go for a walk together, and my head is always swiveling around, taking everything in. There's so much beauty in the world. I don't want to miss one bit of it. If you're thinking, is this a metaphor for their relationship? You betcha. Charlie isn't what you'd call a multitasker. When he's doing something, he's all in, laser focused. It's my job to keep my eye on the big picture and provide the color commentary. Second, having good posture is important to me. I'm only 5'2". I can't afford to shrink any. I mean, how would I see over the steering wheel? I don't want to end up like some of them tiny nuns you see from time to time. I tower over these old sisters height-wise, though they got me beat in the God department. They're like holiness condensed. Along with walking scamp and standing on my feet all day at the A&P, I try to fit in exercise where I can. To be honest, that's mostly when I'm waiting for the microwave to beep. I do counter push-ups, exercises with cans of soup, baby squats, stretches. The best thing I found for working on my posture is just standing on one foot while closing your eyes. In order to not topple over, you have to stand up straight. Once you do one foot, try the other. Afterwards, you'll end up carrying that feeling of good posture around with you. It also improves your balance, so it's a twofer. Lastly, pride. I come from a long line of women who like to look nice, you know? I mean, we can put on our lipstick without looking in a mirror. It's genetic. My mom used to say, look good, smell good, feel good. Oh, so true. In fact, the day she didn't put on her makeup, I knew my mom wasn't long for this world. In my family, we never said someone was vain. We called it being proud. You know, Aunt Selena always looks pulled together, doesn't she? She's so proud. Anywho, if you're out and about and you see Charlie walking towards you, he probably won't see you coming. So please, try not to startle him. That's not good for a man of his advanced years. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.